I agree with Brian that just because trade unions, for instance, adopt a particular position vis-a-vis the Zimbabwean state, and that international capital takes the same position, that therefore it doesn't necessarily imply that there's some sort of alliance where the trade unions are necessarily in the pocket of international capital. That's a very crude reductionist argument, which doesn't hold any weight empirically or theoretically. At the same time, it's very difficult to adopt the same reductionist argument that the land movement was necessarily an election ploy on the part of the ZANU-PF party, that one can reduce the agency of rural people to the war veterans and reduce the agency of war veterans to ZANU-PF and to this state.